herbs and the supplements and the treatments. Oh my God, I cannot believe what just happened, Johnny. Hi everyone, welcome to Astrolava. I was in an accident. An accident. I will tell you what happened after we open the phone lines so I can de-stress. Talking to everyone. Jocelyn, I need something. I am so stressed about this. Open the phone lines, Johnny. Let me express.
Oh my God, girlfriend. Are you alright?
Oh,
are you alright? What happened?
Let me tell you what happened after we get everyone on the phone. I don't want to repeat it over and over. I am not going to repeat myself. I'm not going to repeat myself on this.
Oh my goodness, I'm here. I heard about the news. What happened?
It was terrible.
Come out and do something.
Yes.
Again. Demon out, demon out. I can do an exorcism
no,
for half
breath.
Oh my God. He's clean.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Hold on.
Oh, Glenda.
You won't believe it. Hello?
I'm so stressed about what happened to you.
Well,
I'm smoking 5 cigarettes and I don't even know what happened.
I'm so stressed.
Yeah, whatever it is.
It was an accident.
You're such a movie star, Catherine. Don't want to lose you. What happened to you?
Oh my God. So is everybody on the line?
Yes,
we will start telling my story.
Oh my goodness.
What happened?
I was on another chartered private jet.
Yes.
Not my own private jet.
Oh my God.
But I was on a chartered flight with the rest of the public.
Oh my God.
See if I ever do that again. Put myself amongst them.
Did it crash?
And
I was in
first class.
Uh-huh.
Well, there's only one class on these chartered flights.
Oh, good.
But anyway, I was in first class.
Yes.
We had almost landed. The plane was still moving. Okay.
Uh-huh.
I reached to grab my Louis Vuitton bag. My passenger bag. Whatever they call
it.
My carry-on.
Carry-on for Jesus.
And I don't have to follow sky law in my private jet. It's like,
that's right.
You know, I don't have the stewardess telling me where I can or can't sit.
Oh, no.
It's my jet, but this was a chartered flight. Someone else's flight. I was sitting in the front with the rest of the celebrities.
Uh-huh,
about four of us.
Oh, that's nice.
The other 10, whatever they are, public, were behind
the public.
Yeah.
My God, we had come to a complete stop, all right? The jet had come to a complete stop.
Oh, thank goodness.
They turned the little unfasten your seatbelt sign on or whatever it is. I'm still so fried from this. This happened just a few hours ago, and I just got back in the limo from the corporate jet airport. I'm still frazzled.
Oh my God.
I had to call the police and fill out the reports and everything.
That is Satan.
What happened was I got up after the plane was stopped.
Yes.
Undid my seatbelt.
Yeah.
I grabbed my Louis Vuitton bag. Okay, and we're standing to disembark from the jet.
What?
Or whatever it's called. Dismount the jet.
Wow.
I don't care.
Very
to get
good.
Off the jet.
Oh, right. Very good.
This is at a corporate airport. There's no little accordion that comes in. There's a, you know, the stairs that come off and everything
know.
For the jet.
I don't know.
Accordion, just the stairs.
Right, right.
Okay.
What happened?
Heart palpitations. I'm sweating profusely.
What happened?
I've taken all of my de-stressing herbs.
Oh my God.
So anyway, back to anyway. What happened was,
yes.
I stood up. I'm holding my Louis Vuitton bag.
Mm-hmm.
The person behind me. Hold on.
Oh, Cass.
The person behind me didn't see that I was standing up, and I took a few steps forward, and then I couldn't go forward because the stewardess in front of me was in front of me. It's not like I'm going to walk into her. So she stopped right at the door to, you know, make a hand motion gracefully to let me, because I'm beautiful, get off the jet. She stopped in front of me to check something with the door or whatever to make sure it was safe.
Right.
So I stopped. The person behind me did not see that I had stopped, and they plowed right into my Louis Vuitton luggage.
Oh my God!
And damaged it. Okay? And it's damaged. The rear end of my carry-on bag is damaged.
Oh my, you need to sue.
Because it has that vibrational blow.
That's right.
To its essence, my Louis Vuitton bag.
It's her fault.
Was rear-ended.
Oh my God.
I was so flustered. God. I was like, oh my God, I need to pull over and call the police and fill out a police report on this. I got off the jet.
Yes.
I'm so frazzled. I like get on the phone and I call my agent. Oh, I call my lawyer. I call my accountant. Wow. I call my hairstylist, my astrologer, my choreographer.
Everybody.
And I tell them, oh my God, I was just rear-ended, and I'm moving with my hands. It's like, everyone get out of my way. Yeah. I just want to get off the jet and off of the tarmac.
This is just bad.
Because there's a lot of...
Oh, it's bad.
Well, not at this time of night, but my brain didn't know that at this time of night there are not constant jets landing or taking off. I just thought, I need to get off of the tarmac.
Right.
Oh, I go inside the lobby in the celebrity lounge, and I was like, my God, and I look at my luggage, and it's like all rear-ended, it's all all messed up, the back end of my luggage, and then I notice, oh my God, where's the bitch that ran into me? Because then someone, see, she hit me,
right,
and then the person behind her hit her, and then she plowed into me again. I don't even know if it was a she. I don't know what it was.
Oh, that's not good.
I called the police, and they said, did they follow you to the lobby?
Uh-huh.
And I said, no, they did not.
Oh, jeez.
And then I said,
oh, no.
What happens now? I'm calling my insurance agent for my luggage. My luggage, I have celebrity luggage damage insurance.
Uh-huh, yes. That's what we all have.
I don't have it.
They're sending a tow truck now to pick up the bag and take it. I don't even know if I'll get the same bag back. I have a lot of vibrations in that bag.
Oh, that's right.
I've bonded with my luggage.
So sad.
And now I don't know if I'm going to have my same luggage.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm very stressed.
Oh, Kev.
Yeah.
I'm very stressed. And it was a hit and run with my luggage.
That is terrible, Nunu. These things just need to stop happening.
I know it.
It's just been a week from H.E. double hockey sticks. And you'll never guess what happened to Cousin He still hasn't come back. That wasn't him in the box the other night. And I'm sorry I heard you, Catherine, but now it's time for my story of what happened to Purdy today. Cousin Ernie has not come back to Ferner Farm, we went out in the short bus, looking around for him.
Mm-hmm.
And we started driving off the property. Now, Pernie don't drive the short bus. The dumb birds do that. We got on a dirt road.
Okay.
It's a public road. Ugh. And we came to a complete stop.
Oh, jeez.
And this tractor rear-ended us.
Oh, my God.
And so then we got in a similar situation.
Oh, wow.
And I said, now, pull over. Oh, my goodness, it's Satan.
Ugh.
And so we pulled over into the field by the barbed wire fence.
Mm-hmm.
And the tractor just kept going. It left.
Oh, my God.
It was a hit and run, and the tractor left.
Oh, my God.
It didn't come back to Pernian. And so now I can't prove.
Oh, you have to sue
what
them.
What the vehicle was.
Yes.
It ran into the short
you
bus.
You have to sue them.
But the short bus is totaled. We've been hit by a tractor in the dead of night.
Oh,
we don't have the cameras or anything on to record the accident, but I know that it was a tractor because it was not a dump truck, and it was not a bicycle, and it was not an aeroplane or a boat. It was a tractor.
See, now that's the other issue that I didn't realize at the time. I told Jocelyn, I said, hold on just a minute. Jocelyn, we need to get cameras for my luggage to record these accidents next time. I don't have the camera recording luggage cam. I need to get a celebrity luggage cam so that the next time... Well, I don't want it to happen next time, but... The next time I am put in peril, in first class, on a chartered private jet flight, and someone tries to rear-end my luggage, I can get that footage and use it in court and sue them for 10 jets worth. Not to mention an extra set of luggage. I am done not having a luggage cam to capture these accidents by the general public.
You know, my Datsun from 76 is worth about $50,000.
It is?
And it don't have no dash cam either for accidents, but it's been sitting in this empty lot, and I'm sure it's all rusted out by now. And that's what happened to me, not like today, but that's been going on for decades.
Oh, that's bad.
My Datsun's just sitting there rotting, rusting and
sad.
No one wants to pay Glenda for it. It's just bad.
Real sad.
It's just bad. I'm just trying to relate.
Right.
Story happened to me.
Right. Well, that's good.
I just stayed home and I had, well, I had a pretty full day, you know. I had cereal.
I love cereal.
That was it. I mean, that's all I did.
Oh, yeah. I mean, nothing happened to me today. I was just on the beach all day. Yeah, so nothing happened to me either. Okay, I was just like not gonna do anything during the eclipse energy.
Right.
So remember you saying like the eclipse is gonna be bad, and so I was just like, I wanna deal with something bad, so I'm just gonna stay on the beach and not go anywhere. And so nothing happened.
Yeah, guys, I gotta go. They're doing the Love Boat Marathon.
Oh, you like the Love Boat?
Oh, right on.
I have some tail jello and call it a night, guys.
All right, Glenda.
Good night, Glenda. Good night, Glenda. Yeah, so I'm going to chill too. Good night.
Oh, good night, Jonathan and Glenda. Well, I need to go now too. Good night.
Oh, well, good night. So that's what happened to me, everyone. I was rear-ended in a hit-and-run luggage accident with my celebrity luggage. And I'm so getting a luggage cam for this. Oh, my God. Well, and the other thing, Jocelyn, listen to this and write this down. I don't want to forget it. I am never going to fly public transport again on these chartered flights. Even though it's a chartered private jet. You know, it costs me 25 Gs to fly from San Diego to Los Angeles. I mean, I'm getting new carpeting in my jet, so I would have taken my jet, but I was like, well, it's the day of the eclipse, it's a private jet, what could possibly happen? And this is what happened. See if I ever go out in public again to be amongst them where they can just rear-end my Louis Vuitton luggage. Oh my God, it's ruined. It is just absolutely ruined. That was my eclipse. Thanks a lot, everyone. Good night. I want to give everyone the update on my luggage accident. For those who don't know, I did the Eclipse show yesterday. On the Eclipse day, I was in an accident on a chartered private jet. I told the whole story in the previous episode. I got up when the plane had already stopped. The stewardess in front of me was walking towards the door that was already open with the stairwell down on the tarmac. She stopped to check something on the door to keep us safe. And that's why I stopped, because I didn't want to walk into her. Well, the bitch behind me plowed right into me in a rear-end collision and damaged my Louis Vuitton luggage, which is now in the luggage hospital for celebrities with celebrity luggage. I did not have the luggage cam. I did not record the incident. It was a hit and run. I got off the plane, and when I descended the steps, I'm trying to remember all this in the police report. I descended the steps of the jet, realizing I was on the tarmac, and I was like, oh my God, I have to get off the tarmac because other planes are coming and going, and I don't want to be hit by a plane. I made it inside the waiting room, the terminal. I'm still having heart palpitations. The bitch behind me never followed me into the terminal. It was a hit and run. I'm working now with the CIA and the Department of Justice in Cuba, because they had a tie-in to the cameras at this particular corporate airport. I was outside of the country. I don't want to say where I was. And no, I wasn't in Cuba. Okay? It was more like Panama, but I don't want to say. Okay? I don't want to say. I had some vacation time in Costa Rica, and I had to make some deposits in my Costa Rican bank account, theoretically. Okay? So I can have plausible deniability on this. No one knows where I was, but the bitch behind me rear-ended in a hit-and-run luggage accident. My luggage is in traction at the hospital. They're going to have to do exploratory surgery on the leather out casing, the velvet interior, the insulation, the stitching, the fasteners, the whole thing. The Louis Vuitton logo artwork has been totally marred. That was the term that they wrote down on the report. I don't even know if I want to get the same bag back. This was my carry-on luggage, my favorite carry-on bag of Louis Vuitton luggage, and it got in a luggage accident on a private charter jet flight. I wanted to give you that update. I'm fine. Okay? I'm going to get that camera footage of the bitch behind me, and I'm going to sue her. Let's open the phone lines and find out how your day after the eclipse is going. Mine is so much better.
Oh, hi, girlfriend.
Oh,
so, yeah,
my God.
I slept really well because,
you
know, my eclipse day yesterday was uneventful.
Well,
I was just on the beach with my dudes and my babes, and we said, you know, the eclipses are here. Today is the eclipse.
Uh-huh.
Let's not jinx it and, like, do anything.
Okay.
So we didn't. We did nothing, and nothing happened. So it's like we put nothing out and we got nothing back. So that was like a cool karma loophole sort of a deal that we found, and I think it's really cool.
That is oh wow!
What?
Hold on, I want to cut those cords.
Yeah.
Yeah, I had another aha about it, which was, you know, all this crap about avoiding negative energy.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't plow into anybody. Someone plowed into me, and I interpreted that as Satan incarnate slamming into my shields of fabulousness. You know, didn't get to destroy me. You hurt my back, but I'm not my back. My life is not my back. My career is not my back.
Right, so
my beauty, my fabulous, my hairstyles, my nails that aren't chipped.
Totally cool.
Is not my back.
Right on.
My skills. As that psychiatric essence that runs through me with the energy level muscle testing on my tits that I learned how to do back in Vegas when I was playing for Laura Bell before my Vegas act failed.
Right, blah, blah, blah.
I still have my mojo and not gonna take it from me. Not gonna take it from me, hello.
Well, see, that's the other thing. It's like you're not gonna put energy into, you know, whatever you said, the negativity hitting your beauty shield.
My beauty shield.
Whatever, it's like,
I like that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like people need to be responsible with their own energy and stop being offended, stop wanting to riot and burn the whole place down, because it's like, why are you engaging in that negative energy, destructive energy? If you engage in destructive energy, you are the destruction, and that is so not right. That is not building anything, and if you want to build back better, knock off the fucking destruction, you know?
You know, I gotta say something about that, because this eclipse that happened yesterday happened right on President Biden's chart.
Oh, whoa.
And the eclipse happened on his sun.
His what?
In Scorpio, not his S-O-N sun, but his S-U-N.
Oh,
you know,
right.
Sun, the solar powered ball in the middle.
Right, the sun.
Whatever it's called, the galaxies.
Yeah.
Chaka, what's that? What do we live in? A solar system.
Right, yeah, I know.
Okay, that's like a scientific kind of a term. And I don't know if all the listeners know what a solar system is, but it's a kind of a way that the planets, you know, do their mojo kind of thing.
Right.
Kind of like that.
Whirl around.
Like that. I know about it. Celebrities know about it. But the Walmart shoppers don't know we have planets.
Well,
you know?
The Walmart shoppers barely know what's on sale in a Walmart because they're perpetually lost. If you've ever been in a Walmart, which I have not, thank God.
Right, I know what you mean.
But I was in one once, and once was enough. Because these people are fucking idiots. They're lost in their own store that they go to every week or how often they go.
Wearing diapers.
They're always lost. They never know where anything is. They're walking around in a daze again. And I think that Walmart shoppers and how Walmart shoppers experience Walmart is a metaphor for how Walmart shoppers live their own life. These people are lost.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
They don't know how to find something that will benefit them, i.e. what's on sale today. You know, the only reason they go to Walmart today is so they can buy what was not on sale at Walmart yesterday.
See, now, what they don't understand is I use that same philosophy with Saks and Neiman Marcus Harrods.
Mm-hmm.
I go to Neiman Marcus this month to buy what was not on sale at Neiman Marcus last month.
Right on.
The rich have a lot more money because we shop less.
That's right.
Even though we spend more.
Yeah.
Okay, jumping ahead.
On Amazon.
I'm going to do a teachable moment right now for the people in the audience who aren't as rich and fabulous as you and I do. The rich shop less, even though we spend more. works. So here's the equation. Write this down. You might want to grab a pad and a pencil, your favorite beverage. Get in your easy chair. Try not to type with only one hand for you losers out there in the basement.
Oh, right.
And let's take this down. Just jot down this equation. If you make more and spend less on the things you shop for, as well as spend less on taxes,
right.
You will have more. Now, I hope that's clear to people.
Duh.
If you make more money, you must spend less.
Yeah.
So that you will have more money. And by the way, stop voting against your own best interest.
Oh, come on.
And what I mean by that is stop voting to be taxed more.
By the Democrats.
Okay?
Yeah.
You need to vote to be taxed less.
Right.
Why do you want to make money and then have the Democrats take it away from you? What the fuck is that?
Sweet.
Okay, I'm just saying, the rich don't make that mistake. We don't pay taxes.
Hell no.
Okay?
Right.
And yet poor people keep voting to pay more and more taxes, and they're the only ones paying the taxes.
Right.
Poor people can be so cruel to themselves. You know, let them be homeless, live in the tent cities. I'm sick of it. I'm fed up with it.
Oh, I'm just so over the sob stories of the poor. It's like, you know, you're poor because you say the same thing to everybody.
Don't get me started.
Gotta be changed.
Don't get me
And then
started.
You tell your tales of woe, and that's all they
and
say. It's like,
speakers.
No one wants to pay to hear your story. We've heard it a million times.
It's boring. It's so boring.
Your method of existence of trying to make money is not sustainable.
Well,
you are not going to get enough money begging on the street.
No way.
Okay, so like, if you're not smart enough to like have the animal instinct to do something else that makes you more money and takes you out of pain and suffering.
And toe polish.
Perhaps it's the universe's way of thinning out
the
herd. I'm just saying.
I love
you
that.
Know.
You know, they're human ballast. They're useless feeders. And I'm so sick of people looking at the poor who are not in the same situation as the poor. These dumbass white leftists living in their 3 to 10 bedroom McMansions, you know, starting at the lowest price of $900,000 a month in Mabalu, California, living next to Oprah. Oh, the poor, the poor, the poor. It's like, honey, the poor can't even put two sticks together and make a fire. We don't see this kind of poverty in the natural animal kingdom. We don't see chipmunks standing on a path that other chipmunks follow and begging for nuts. No, there's an instinct. There's another intelligence that's dynamic and psychiatric with that spiritual essence I have with the energy level muscle testing on my tits.
Yeah, I knew it.
And that's what I go over in my tarot readings, you know.
Does everything come back to your tits and the tarot? I'm just, it's just, or is that just your sales pitch? I mean,
well,
do you really believe that?
It's a lifestyle.
Or, like, are you just, this just your business
it's
way
both.
Of,
it's
you know,
really
making
both.
Doing business, making money, doing business?
I look at it as a way of life, a philosophy, a concept, a shop. You know, it's big tits makes big bucks. And Bette Midler said that, and I really believe that. I believe that. You know, I believe that. I'm doing the Oprah hand motion. You know, I believe that. I feel that. I got that. I got that. We'll be right back. I've memorized all of Oprah's in and bumps and out bumps, and she's fabulous.
Oh,
you know,
hold
just
on.
Saying.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, I'll be right there.
Hello?
Okay. I'm dating Jackie Jack Hay.
Who's that?
And so I gotta go.
Oh.
Bye.
Well, okay, bye. Let's open the phone lines and find out how your day after the eclipse is going. Mine is better. Okay, it's better. My bag is in triage. Okay, it's in traction. From my celebrity private chartered jet luggage accident, I did not have the luggage cam. I've told this story a million times. It was a hit and run. I was rear-ended. My luggage was rear-ended. Anyway, caller, you're there. What's happening?
Oh, this is Pastor Pern, and I know it's part of my contract. I was supposed to call you into this show,
yes.
But I gotta go now. So I fulfill my contract, but something going on with Cousin Ernie.
What?
You won't believe it, but I gotta go now.
No,
get
you
out.
You can't leave.
Cousin Ernie is driving me nuts. Goodbye.
No, you can't. Oh, did we lose him? Okay, no, I did not jump that call. I did not jump that call. He left. Do we have another caller? I don't have anything to talk about on my own show, Johnny. We have another caller. Caller, what's happening? John, please.
out.
I got indigestion and constipation on blocked out.
Right.
And I think I might have ulcers on my toenails.
Oh, my God.
Something happened last night when we was eating the popcorn. Shelby got another brand of popcorn from the clearance bin at the All Night Texaco.
Okay.
And we think it might have been infected with COVID.
Oh, my God.
So we got, like, emergency booster shots.
Uh-huh.
And then we saw some videos on BitChute that the COVID booster shots not only have the alien spider in them, they got the Ebola bacteria.
That's right.
Graphene oxide.
AIDS.
And then they have, oh, what's that called? Shelby, what's that called? That toxic chemical?
Sludge.
Luciferase or something.
Oh, yeah.
Luciferium.
Yes.
And it lights up when it's in your body and connects your DNA to the 5G network while it's disintegrating your DNA and your genetics. And so I think that's what's happening to me. I'm decomposing and disintegrating from the alien bits and the graphene oxide, the Ebola, and the luciferase in the COVID booster shots, and that's why my toes are turning blue.
Well, you know, you could have chilblains.
Huh?
I mean, is it cold? Are you wearing socks?
No.
Are you wearing open-toed sandals or tennis shoes or slippers or something?
No, my feet is just outside. I'm sitting my ass on a heating pad. I'm wrapped in blankets and everything. I feel like my feet have the flu, but the rest of me is fine. That's why I can't figure out this bullshit.
Well, I think maybe you ought to put some socks on, put the heating pad on your feet, wrap it in blankets and see what happens.
Yeah,
just to see what... You don't want to end up in traction like my Louis Vuitton luggage.
Did
I tell you that story?
Yeah.
Well, it bears repeating. I'm a celebrity and I'm beautiful.
You are.
You know, my beauty is helping me get through this.
Hold on just a second. Yeah, just wrap my feet in the heating pad.
Yeah, just...
Let's put my socks on.
Adjust it,
Sorry, Sylvia.
Well,
I have a sandwich in a can of beans.
I'm just
going to
clear that.
Just hold on, Catherine, just a moment.
Okay, I'm going to clear that. Fart gas.
I put my socks on and then wrap it in the heating pad and then put that wool blanket around. Okay.
Jocelyn, come here.
That's better, Catherine.
Okay.
Well, if I don't die, I'll call in the next time you do your show. I'm
going to
go now. I'm just going to watch Hollywood Squares Marathon. It's a celebration of the best one-liners from Paul Lynn.
Mm-hmm.
I just love him. He's so masculine. He's so tough. He's so strong.
Wow.
We need more men like that in the world, like Paul Lynn.
Well,
I'll talk to you later, honey.
Okay.
Good night.
Okay, good night. Yeah, Paul Lynn is dead. You know, I'm just... Jocelyn, is Paul Lynn alive again? I didn't think so. Maids know everything. Paul Lynde is dead. I don't think we need dead men. Well, that's the end of the show. Happy day after the eclipse. Just remember, it only gets worse for the next 2 years because the United States is in its Pluto return. Good night, everyone.
For it, and then we said we would invite other people to come in. And then... They did come in, but then they was bringing their kids, and we weren't sheltered just for the adults.
Right.
And that's why I said, no, you can't bring your kids to this, because it's just an adult thing, and that's why we started opening our theme park, Whirly Pigs, at Fruiter Farms, for all your Whirly Pig needs.
Oh,
so we
got
Whirly Pig coasters, the roller coaster, the wet one and the dry one, the Whirly Pig cow pig. That's like a ride that looks like you're on a cow, but it's really a pig. And then we have the Whirly Pig restaurant where everything is made out of the pigs.
Oh, that'll be nice.
And so we's opening that up sometime. Well, sometime. We don't know yet. We still have an order out for the Whirly Pigs when they come in. A Whirly Pig is a pig like a cow, but it's a pig and it flies.
Yeah, well, I have just a moment here. I need to... I'm signing a contract on a new gig that I got.
Oh, my goodness.
What's been going on with me is after my luggage accident, I was like, you know, I really need to get back into something steady like acting.
Yes.
And so I auditioned for a new play by Brendan... no, let me get this right. Brenda Brockenfelderstein.
Oh my gosh.
She wrote this wonderful play that's exciting. And and I'm going to be the lead in it. And the play is called The Merry Death of Sullen Sadness.
Oh,
and
my goodness.
It's basically a 17-hour play condensed into 17 minutes.
Oh.
And that's kind of like the plot, because it's just a monologue. So it's like a one-woman show where I'll get to really showcase a lot of my talents and abilities, my fashion, my style, my boobs, in The Merry Death of Sullen Sadness. And the main character doesn't even have a name, because it's Anti-Plot, by Brenda Brockenfelderstein.
Well, I didn't know there was such a thing as no plot shows. But then, isn't that just about everything on TV these days?
You know,
I had a conference call on a Zoom meeting the other night with Nona Bonglayer and Bitsy Chiller.
Oh, yeah.
About Dominique Shay Lorenz.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Do you know any of those names? Because your name came up.
Yes, I know them through a connection I have with Chassie Johnson, who invented Sinise Just Lose It.
Yes.
You know, that weight loss drink that I was into.
Okay.
But Chassie Johnson introduced me to Bitsy Chiller and Nona Bonglayer. You know.
Wow.
I don't know about Dominique Shay Louis. No comment about her. You know, no comment about her. She doesn't have the same taste in style and fashion that I do.
Okay.
Which is why she was disinvited from my circle of taste for my premiere of The Flamingos of Santo Domingo.
Well, see, it came up because I didn't say anything, but I was talking to Goldman Bruce and Pickany Heather. She's the maker of dust-free feathers that can never be used as a feather duster.
Oh.
And then also Jared Wolkowski.
Jared,
he sells waterproof flip-flops and beach balls, but only in Minnesota.
I love it.
And then I had another call with Beverly Germain of Swine Ox.
Yes.
It's the dairy-free milk of magnesia. And Lavender Bergamot.
Oh, my God.
And Lavender brought your name up again.
I'll
so
bet
these people keeps bringing up your names with the circle of taste. And I said, well, I don't know about the circle of taste because that's not my thing. I do have the circle of sin on Wednesday nights where we bash you with the Bible until all the sin comes out of you and then you is healed.
Yeah. Chassie Johnson of Sinise Just Lose It got me a connection to when I was doing The Maudlin Disease, that play by Katie Henchman.
I remember that.
And Buetta Ribbler Jodane Steinbaum, she got me the inspirational idea for my Diamonds and Dreams tour about how people could go up on stage and do a confession of their failed journeys.
That's nice.
And so I'm thinking of bringing that back. But anyway, I have a special meeting this week at Dulce Base in New Mexico. It's one of our drum sites.
Oh, my goodness.
Deep underground military base sites, you know,
And
it's about my new Stop Movement campaign.
Now, what's
I think we
this?
Need to stop the movement. We got too many movements, and it's confusing to people in America.
I think so.
And the rest of the world. The world has too many movements.
Oh, I think
so. And so my movement is the Stop Movement. It's anti-movement. We need to end all these different movements.
That's right.
Because it's just not happening. You know, it's not happening, and kind of like that.
Well, I agree with this. I'd like to join the Stop Movement campaign, but I can't go to a dumb site. I'm getting ready for Christmas. Our Christmas show is coming up with the Holy Chicken Bunnies, the Dumb Birds, the Pork Pigs, and now we're opening our Whirly Pigs at Ferner Farms. I don't want to call it a theme park, because the theme is... It's Whirly Pigs, and I think if we say Whirly Pigs Theme Park, that's kind of like redundant.
That's too much.
And I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And then I got to get ready for the beef cows, the holy water fish, the buffalo beasts, the skittish turkeys, the bunny bears, the bully cow pigs, and the spider bats. I think the spider bats has done died because Halloween's over. But,
well, probably.
So I got to get all this ready for our holy sinless this Christmas show.
Oh, I
with
love
holy
it.
Flavors of frankincense, myrrh, cloves, and hives.
Hives.
We don't do the chives. Because people need to feel like they have an affliction. So we give them hives. And that way I can heal them. And then they feel like Jesus has really heard them because Jesus is coming to get them.
Right.
After they send in all their money to Pernia for Jesus and God, of course.
Well, I love these ideas. And, you know, we got to get ready for our Christmas fundraiser that we're going to do. And I'm going to invite Flozy Nasalage.
Let me tap this in.
Smell it, Florence. Spray Light Mystique, mm-hmm. Plush Pansies, Purple Aroma. That's the only flavor they have.
Now, wait a minute.
And then if you have any other sprays, those are my sprays that I'm going to, my sponsors. I mean, they're sponsors. Those are the companies. Flozine, Nasalage,
okay.
Smell-It, Floret, Spray Light Mystique, and Plush Pansies. Plush Pansies.
Pansies?
Purple Aroma.
Pansies.
Those are companies that sell these different sprays that I use to keep the air in my mansion beautiful and sensuous. And it's exciting and vibrationally correct.
Okay, let me just get this in here, because we's going to have the Holy Christmas branch lighting.
Oh, that's...
Blessed Souls Ministries, we got another branch, so this year we's going to have two branches.
Okay.
With lights on them. Now, last year we only had one branch. And someone used a glue gun and glued the branch to a light post.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a couple of lights on that. But this year, we raised enough money. We got two Christmas tree branches. And so we're going to have several lights
on. Oh, my God.
Maybe even eight lights.
Oh, I love it.
And so I do have a spray sponsor. Holy Spray and Spray the Stink Away. And that's by my brand called Holiness.
Mm-hmm.
And it basically sprays holiness into the air. So the air is naturally Christ revealing with that Christ spirit of Jesus and the seven angels while Purdy does the dance.
Okay.
But it's filled with holiness.
Yeah.
You can put holiness into your household, no matter whether it's a barn or apartment or a condo or a mansion. You need the spray of holiness with Holy Spray and Spray the Stink Away
now,
with Pernia.
Okay, now I've got just a whole bunch of names
for
the pre-Christmas party invite, pre-invite list of the pre-invites.
Yes.
Did we want to go over that now?
Let's do that now.
I'm thinking we should probably do it early this year.
Let me get ready.
I'm going to go over some of mine, and then you go over yours, and then we'll compare notes.
I'm going to type this into my biblical device.
Let's get this going and fill these seats.
Yes.
We got to fill this thing up and raise the money. We need the butts in seats.
That's right.
Making the big bucks.
Oh,
okay,
for
so
Jesus.
Here are some of mine. Wajina Clarence. Jacquina Powdering. She's a psychic. Hi, Ballerina Jackson. She's another psychic.
Mm-hmm.
Beverly Leisurely, of course. Greta Bruschetta and Balm. She's the new singing sensation, Skin Lotion.
Oh, I like her.
Skin Lotion.
That's good.
Can sing.
Mm-hmm.
Clarice Waddington Patty. Let's see. Rodrigo Margarita Tequila Hernandez.
Oh, I like him. Yeah.
Let's see. Beverly Flor Mirza. Lillianne Denver Bovier. Let's see.
Bovier.
Oh, then of course, Tina Shariva, Shirley Charlene, and I already said Beverly Leisurely.
Beverly Leisurely.
Celine Deline, Clover Collins, and Edgar Harrison, Mary Elder, and Keshley Evans.
Okay.
Is my pre-list.
Now, let me just see here. Now, I'm inviting the Christian Ushers Union to bring everyone into the main ballroom chamber in the church.
All right.
And we got to decorate it real nice with all kinds of pink streamers. That's the only color we could get because everyone else was sold out. And all the other colors of Christian colors are sitting on them ships off the coast of Los Angeles.
I know.
Let me just type in a note here.
All right.
Bring more streamers. So, yes, let me go over some of my invites now.
Okay.
We got Bobby Joe Harper, Darcy Constance, Atticus Blake, Amelia Parker, Maria Kentucky, Hosea Missouri. Let me see here. Reginald Glaring, Ronald, Devera Gamboa. Oh, let's see.
Kelly Lexer, do you have her?
Michael Carson.
Do you have her? Okay.
Now, he's one of your friends that you say you disqualified him.
He had two first names.
So he won't be coming.
Yeah.
Gloria Limpid and Chad Dulridge.
They know Chad Dulridge.
I also have Rodrigo Margarita Tequila Hernandez.
Okay, good.
Bernice and Edgar Edward, Danielle Riviera.
Okay.
Don't you know her?
Yes.
Now, let me just see. I got a few. Bob Galletti cannot come.
Well, why not?
He's got right there to stand. Well, something came up. I don't know what happened.
Oh, God damn it.
Let's see. And this is all for the Circle of Sin, so. And we's going to have that Christian Ushers Union. I said that. Let me just check some of my Now, everyone's going to be biblically correct with their tickets.
Oh, God, yes.
And we've got Bronda Holtringer.
Wow.
She's the organist at Blessed Souls Ministries.
Wow.
Bronda is real good.
Mm-hmm.
But we're just going to call her by her first name because her last name is It's just, it's too dirty.
It's unseemly. Yeah.
So I think that's what I have for now. Did you have anything to add to that?
I do. Hold on just a minute. Now, remember, I know Teresa Ridgway of Uncanny Panties Ultra Martin Emporium.
I remember.
Now she wants to come along with Barbara Berberine. And I said, I don't think Barbara Berberine needs a chaperone.
No.
She can come on her own. She's a huge star, way bigger than me.
Right.
I mean, her tits are huge.
Oh, my goodness.
So Barbara Berberine will be showing up in her own limo.
Good.
And then, hold on, I had that other note.
Do you know Julie Riverstone?
Oh, of course.
Oh.
Jerome Mimosa. You remember
him? Oh, my goodness.
You met him when I was doing rehearsals at Rancho de los Ranchos Via de la Ranchera. For Doodaloo the Musical.
I remember.
By Uli Ululu.
That was amazing.
And I did that performance
that
at the Sununu Room at Flutus.
So good.
And the Bob Kielbasa and Crystal Rainey Foundation VIP event at Shoe Shoes in L.A.
I remember.
With my ushers union, the Ooh Ooh.
Well, so, but see, we's using the Christian ushers union, you know, and she's... I have problems with Delfina Ann Shrimp. She's in charge of the Christian Ushers Union along with Goofina Roof Mover and the Moofettes. They want to dance this time. Wear nothing but kilts and nothing upstairs. And I told Goofina Roof Mover, I said, you take your Moofettes and you put clothes on them. This is not some hussy event with a bunch of cheap sluts and whores from Sin City in Vegas. Sorry, Glenda, but this is a church. It's not Vegas. And so I was going to put someone else in charge of that, like Andrew Pouliou and Erlen Erler.
Mm-hmm.
And also Denise Martinez, Nora Arlene, and Roger Gardenia Robbins.
Oh,
they like
God.
To bring their own ice cream and do tap dances.
Now, I have one more, and they're brand new to the mix, Louis Bacardi and Rum.
Oh.
Now, she's fabulous, and a lot of people think it's a man, but Louis Bacardi and Rum is really a lady who's still in transition to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that gender transition from a lady to a woman, but that's the pronoun thing that she's doing, and it was like, okay, that's not really a change, but and then she got offended. I had to do damage control, and anyway, Louis Bacardi and Rum is going to be coming as a lady transitioning to a woman, and that's...
What?
We're not supposed to bring that up.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, she'll have a name badge, and it's just... Call her by her name, and it'll be fine.
Mm-hmm. Well, see, I got another problem child, too, with someone just like that, and she likes to do this thing called Pakuka. Have you heard of that?
I know about Pakuka.
Now, I thought I heard that from somewhere with Jamie Parners and Will Rockerson.
Exactly.
But anyway, so my problem child, who's high maintenance, she's a real witch with a B.
Oh, my God.
Ginzy and Tonic Bigalibos. That's her whole name.
What?
And she's doing something real different with these pronouns. She likes to be named after cocktails.
Whatever.
So last month she was something different. I don't remember it was. Beer with a beer back.
Of course.
I didn't know that was possible.
No, it's not.
But this month she's transitioned from beer with a beer back to Ginzy and Tonic Bigalibos.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing with her. We just call her by her name tags and everything will be fine with Jesus.
Right.
Don't want to mess this up and have the whole gates of hell open up with sin flying all over the church.
God. No, I mean, I talked to Renee Gondola Gutierrez about that with Jackie Jaclay and Tony Melinda and Dusk.
Mm-hmm.
They're the opening act in the morning for Tony Orlando and Dawn.
Oh.
And so, anyway, God, it was Sherilyn Alabas Jones and Bob Gladdy were going to this because I could really use some help with Nick Huelbecker and Jennifer Gadwick and Christy Shanice.
Oh, my gosh.
She's been a real bitch to me at the last few beauty meetings, along with Garcia Garcia, Mary Perry, and Shauna Pawnee. Her and her big old paunch.
Well, see, I'm going to be serving the sticky, stucky cinnamon buns with Holy Moves, the laxative of the Lord.
Oh, thank God.
And so that will get everyone in a smooth kind of a mood.
Oh, God.
We want smooth moods and smooth moves.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be serving the sticky stuckies, and that way we get everybody on the same page. Now, what about Joey Vega Medallion? Because, you know, he was going to come with Gina Lo-Gigante, and I know you know them.
Okay. Backstory. Gina Lo-Gigante, Joey Vega Medallion, Geraldine Gasp-Hasberg, the oldest gas-passing Jew in La Jolla.
Mm-hmm.
She's best friends with Vanessa Belliupson, the big jelly, the Jewish jelly fortune.
Oh, my goodness.
They've all gotten in a fight. Okay, and Darlene Taylor told me about this from Jessup Rogers Hosiah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they heard about it from Mindy Wayne in a classified ad written by Joanne Cantilever, who was trying to get a date with Gerald Glick.
Oh,
and the whole thing fell through.
Well, see, then we're going to have to let Erlen Erler know about this with Julie Bulimia Lamalek and Jorge Korsakoff Jones, because they wanted to come and bring Hedy Lamarr, the famous celebrity
who started
not buying Avon anymore.
She started a whole trend in not buying Avon anymore. I remember when I stopped buying Avon all because of Hedy Lamarr.
I heard about
that from Myra Morocco, who started taking baths instead of showers without Avon anymore, and that was part of the other part of the trend that a lot of people don't know about. But that's the other reason I'm inviting Louis Bacardi and Rum, because she knows about the non-Avon bath treatments for beauty and style.
Okay, then just let me tap this in here, because I got, see, now I also know Denise Martinez, Nora Arlene, Roger Gardenia Robbins, I think I already said that, and they's in charge of the Whirly Pigs design elements at our new furniture firm thing, along with Dora Vampers and Ashley Quinoa, Jepson Flashman Gutierrez, Lenny Lickboot, and Jerry and Pagin Bison.
Oh my God,
now,
Jerry.
I know you know Jerry and Pagin.
I know Jerry.
But, you know, what about Cheryl Geraldine and Jennifer Gadwick? We got Christy Shanice is a real pain.
No, I know.
And
I
gotta get this Ginzy Tonic and Big Olives. Or whatever her dumb name is, she's no longer beer with a beer back. She's Ginzy and Tonic Big Oliva.
No, I know that.
And this is all hinged on the success of the Whirly Pigs, our new theme park at Fern Farm.
No, see, that's why I'm inviting Louis Bacardi and Rum, because she tends to neutralize the energy in the room with things like this, along with Washina Clarence.
Okay.
You know, there's just something about the way she smells, and people just get it.
Okay, because we're singing about launching my next two big hit singles that I have yet to release. On the A side of the cassette tape, it's going to be Cow Pies in Heaven. And the B side, it's more of a dance, kind of a disco dance number.
I love it.
And it's called Don't Sniff It, Jesus. And so we's going to play those and premiere those at this, and that's why I'm inviting Ginzy and Tonic Big Olivos.
Okay.
So she can, you know, turn on the cassette player, and that way people can hear it. That's her function.
Okay, so we have someone to turn on the cassette player, and then I have Louis Bacardi and Rum, and she's going to neutralize the energy in the room because I am dying to play the lead in The Merry Death of Sullen Sadness by Brenda Brockenfelderstein.
Oh.
And I think I could really nail this and win the award on that.
Okay, so then this is all very good. I think we've got enough here to go
on
the dream list. As long as we don't talk to Bronda Holringer about it. She's the organist.
I know.
She gets all huffy and into tears when she doesn't know everything that's going on. She's a real snooty buddy. Buddy-insky kind of a person.
She is. And she was so rude to Kelly Lexer the last time we all got together. Neiman Marcus for some kind
terrible
of a bidding frenzy. But anyway, you know, that's not important.
No,
really.
It's...
But I won't even talk to Bronda anymore.
No one wants to talk to Bronda anymore. She's a real hole ringer, and that's not good for Jesus.
No, and so I think we have enough here. Jocelyn, these toes aren't going to polish themselves, and my drink isn't going to refresh itself, and my hair is not going to style itself.
Hop to it. Shift it. Oh, my goodness.
So, I need to go and get my spray tan tonight.
Okay.
It's a mocha mix kind of a thing that lathers on with latte infusion and little microtubules.
Oh, that's interesting.
It was developed in Japan and also in Mexico. And I smell like a taco all night, but tomorrow morning I'll have perfect French skin. It's a whole Russian beauty method.
Well, and I got my hands tied all night because the dumb birds is tying me up while I channel Jesus and the seven angels to get the new message on our tagline for the Ferner Farms theme park with our Whirly Pigs.
Okay.
So I'll let you go and talk to you later, and we will settle this long form some other time at another meeting.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night. Oh, well, so we'll do that in a Zoom meeting. Good night, everyone. Was able to contain it with these various juices, and because she didn't understand that that is the protocol in this situation for this club. Now, see, that was the chair, Johnny. Pick a finger. So she didn't understand the juices. Okay. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Astro Lava. I'm not going to talk about astrology much anymore because it seems that none of you care about it because you're not using it. I look at the world and I see how many of you are so stupid, making mistakes that are not in your own best interests. You seem racist against yourself. You seem, prejudiced against yourself. So, I'm not going to help, all the people anymore because you've made it perfectly clear you want to be miserable. You want to protest, even though you're not a legislator. Protests are not things that make laws. There, Johnny, let's open the phone lines. I've said my soapbox for this evening. Callers, what the hell's going on?
Whoa, so...
What?
Whoa, what was that out of the blue, the left field? Even though I know you're not on the left and you're not blue.
Oh my God, watch your foul language. No, it's just this eclipse that starts tomorrow on Friday, December 3rd. Mm-hmm. Like in the middle of the night, literally. Like 2 a.m. on the East Coast, 11 p.m. on the West Coast, and between there for the mountain and, you know, central time zones.
Yeah.
This is a mega, mega eclipse that's going to shoot us forward for 2 weeks.
Wow.
And we will give up something, separate from something.
Oh, wow. That's
that we're just
cool.
Like, you know what? That is so over. Mm-hmm. I am so done with that.
Oh, I get it. Yeah, and I totally get it.
Including our emotional attachment.
Yeah.
It's not like we're going to stomp our feet and throw a fit. I'm done with that.
Right.
You know, and then, like, God damn it to hell.
Fuckers.
You know, I'm incomplete. No, it's like.
Fuckers, yeah.
Clear that because I am complete, God damn it.
It's just over.
But what I mean is that it's like it's just dead.
Yeah.
We have it's an emotional death, and we're like, God.
Yeah.
You know, God.
Mm-hmm.
We're so done with it. We're so over. It's so 5 minutes ago, like for the last 5 years ago.
Yeah, I'm so over Pagine Salad. That's her
what?
Real last name.
Oh,
no, I did
God.
Not meet her at a vegetarian group.
Oh, God.
I'm so done with Pagine Salad. I'm so over it. I'm so done with it. I'm done with dating vegan women.
Are you?
You know,
really?
It's like,
no.
You can't go anywhere without them talking about what they eat. It's like,
oh, no,
girl,
I know. It's like the MLM people.
You know, I'm interested in you, not the food that you shit out eventually.
Lettuce and cucumbers.
It's like, can we please talk
stupid
about
idiots.
Something
right.
real and not about politics, not about race.
Soybeans.
Not about people's genitalia getting switched to, switched around
almond
or whatever it's
milk.
Called. I'm just like, can we please talk about
kale.
Something real instead of endless psychosis, which you obviously have.
And Greta Thunberg.
And that's the story of Pagine Salad.
Yeah.
It turns out she escaped from a psych ward, and she's now back in it.
Sorry for laughing. Like, that's not funny. I'm sorry.
Apparently, at the end of our date, we were at the Waldorf Westoria. Astoria. That's on the East Coast.
I know.
The Waldorf Westoria is
Waldorf.
The famous new Glamazon restaurant.
Oh, I love it. They love me.
In Santa Monica, where all the celebrities go. So,
like me.
Yeah, I always get in. I don't have to wait by the Velvet Rope.
Oh, God, no. I go in the back door.
Duh.
Yeah.
So anyway, Pagine Salad, after our date, was seen raiding, like, some shops in West Hollywood,
what?
Like magic shops,
what?
And she stole a bunch of rubber chickens.
What?
I'm serious. And then she bought double-sided tape, and she stuck them all over her naked body, and then started running around in the intersection, clacking and chirping and making chicken sounds.
Do my toe polish.
That is, but anyway.
I'm having too much fun.
So it's like, oh, so
wow.
What are you doing, you vegan?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're like worshiping rubber chickens all over yourself.
Plastic.
And then she was hit by a car.
Right.
And
yeah, a gas
she wasn't
car.
Actually really hurt because the car was going like 2 miles an hour.
Damn.
And she actually ran into it. But,
oh,
you know,
wow.
So anyway, then
that's...
she was hauled off again, and she's unfit to stand trial
of
because
course.
The guy sued her for running into his car while she was chicken-obsessed.
Another Democrat, yeah.
So now she's back in the psych ward, and it's like, what the fuck What's she doing at the Rusty Shovel and the Rusty Nail, which is where I bet...
Well, she escaped ASU, obviously.
I made a bet with someone that I could, like, you know, just strike up a conversation, and so I won the bet, but then she and I kept talking.
Yeah, well...
And so one thing led to another, picking salad, turns out she's a vegan, I'm like, oh,
from Arizona State University,
all she talked about was vegan stuff.
Barf.
And then she worships rubber chickens, and now she's back in the psych ward, so it's like, yeah... Mm-hmm. I'm eclipsing out Piggy Salad.
Yeah.
I'm so over Piggy Salad.
I am glad to hear that because we just need to get all the shit out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like we're not getting into the phase. Let me tell you what this eclipse is not about.
Okay,
this is not about, oh, I see the crap of my life. Let me sweep it up into the dustpan. No, honey, it's in the dustpan.
Right.
It's in the dustpan.
Ready to go.
And you know how, like, we say, mic drop?
Oh, yeah.
Dustpan drop.
Oh.
It's like, we're not even going to take the time to carry it over to a trash can, lift the lid, and put it in politely. No, it's like, give me a prop. Drop the dustpan. Like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like that is what I'm saying. Drop the dirt in your life now. And that's what it's like. Let's open the phone lines and talk about something that's not about Tupperware.
Oh my goodness, you'll never guess what happened to Furter Farm's jelly supply.
Oh,
someone stole it. We's all out of jelly now. I can't do the jelly awards this week. We's gonna do the annual jelly awards where we award someone in the congregation for the most outstanding best behavior without...
Really?
You know, without interrupting Pernian's sermons and putting the most money in the offering bowls.
Oh.
We don't put that on the form they have to fill out, but
of course.
I notice everything. Pernian can see you out there, and Jesus can see.
Yeah.
And so now we can't do the jelly awards, so we canceled that. I think that's what the eclipse was.
Unbelievable.
It was ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we can't do a jelly award.
Oh, God.
What does the recipient get? When they get a jelly award.
What they get is that I read off their name on a card. I say, and the jelly award goes to... And then I open the envelope and I see the name. And then I laugh a little because that makes them nervous.
So dramatic.
And then they come up and I put the spoon in the jar of jelly.
Oh, my God.
And I spoon out a spoonful of jelly, and then they eat the jelly. And then I put the spoon back in the jelly, and then it's ready for next year's spoonies.
Oh, my God.
And that's a jelly award, bless
you. That is so glamorous.
Well,
I mean, I think that is just glamorous.
Oh,
well,
it is.
Glamorous doesn't even begin to describe how glamorous I think it is.
Oh,
are you kidding me?
Yeah, good. Well, I just think it's something that everyone needs to experience, the annual jelly awards. It's the social event of this week, but now it's not gonna happen.
Hi guys, it's Glenda.
Oh, hello Glenda.
So how do you nominate someone for the jelly awards? Because I'd like to get nominated.
Well, Glenda,
what?
I don't know what to say
to
a question like that. How presumptuous of you, Glenda. You don't even attend the church.
Well,
you have to attend for years and years and take all of Pernin's classes, and then you get to fill out a form that says things on it. And then we have a secret form that I fill out, and then we match together to see, does your form say what Pernin think it ought to say? And then I'll pick a winner and give you a spoonful of jelly if you're the winner, but the jelly's gone.
I'll pick a winner for you.
Jelly's all gone. It's all gone for Bernie and Glenda. We're not doing a jelly award this year.
Oh, boy.
But that's how you get nominated
if
Jesus thinks you're good enough.
Well, I can pick a winner. I'll wait until you lick it off my finger. Yeah. Oh, God.
Glenda, I think you ought to wipe that in a Kleenex instead of feeding it to someone.
What?
Because that's unsanitary and it could have the COVID bugs in it, you know?
Oh, my God, honey. I wasn't talking about picking my ass. I was talking about picking my nose. God, man.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
So, like, this conversation is weird again, you know? It's like, I just want to say, these conversations are always...
But...
strange.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a reason for that?
You know, I was wondering the same thing, Jonathan.
Yeah.
I think that something is different this time because it seems to be just as weird as it always was.
Wait a minute, shh, shh, shh.
What?
Listen, you smell that? Oh, that was me.
Oh, my
goodness.
Good God, Glenda. Oh. You need an aerosol.
The windy comfortables. Glenda, it's you blocked up again. It's you on that stool softener diet. Didn't that work the first time? Maybe you should come and get some jelly. Oh, wait, we's out of that. Never mind, Glenda. We're out of the jelly.
You know, I used to think that short-term memory was, like, just a myth.
You did?
But I think you have micro-memory. Like,
Pernid?
You don't actually remember anything, which is different than amnesia, because you say it, but it doesn't record as a memory.
Sometimes, yeah.
Does that make sense?
Well,
never mind.
Okay, well, bless you, Jonathan. What are we talking about?
You know, I just think that sometimes I ought to use a cup of bleach instead.
Of what?
What are we talking about?
Well, we're not talking about laundry, and we're not talking about jelly. I'm talking about the eclipse. We need to release something.
That's right.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go.
And watch the planes go by. Let it go. Let it go.
That is just...
I don't really know the rest of the words of that song, but God, I was good on that last part.
You know, we are supposed to sing a joyous joke under the Lord, but that wasn't funny. That was not funny for Pernod.
You know, sometimes, and I never thought I'd say this, there are times in these conversations when I can understand why it would drive someone nuts to, like, run to a magic store to grab rubber chickens and then tape them all over to their body and just run around like a nut job in an intersection, because these conversations don't make any sense.
God, you...
Are you people aware of that?
Oh, God, yeah, honey. You think this doesn't make sense? Have you ever listened to what them fuckers talk about in Walmart?
No.
In the bathroom to themselves?
No, I don't go to Walmart.
And they don't have a phone. They're talking to you, Jonathan.
Right.
They're talking to their little imaginary friends floating around their head in different colors depending on what pills they take. And then they talk to them again in the frozen food section. And they talk to him again in the underwear and panty section.
Oh, God.
And they talk to him again in the checkout line.
On conservative
when
talk
no
radio.
One's looking at him or talking to him who's human.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just Walmart. I mean, have you heard what the homeless people talk about?
No.
Have you seen the graffiti on the bathroom walls of these bathrooms or rest areas run by state employees?
No.
I mean, have you seen what they talk about on them walls? Have you heard what the public talk about, Jonathan? On social media, these people is full of shit.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And that's bullshit right there.
I know.
You know, I didn't think I'd ever say this, but, you know, I wouldn't use a rubber chicken, but I would, like, consider it to be like waterboarding torture, kind of a torture. If someone made me watch the opening credit sequence to Fantasy Island with that little short dude.
Oh.
I cannot handle that.
Oh, whoa.
And I don't know why, but from my childhood, I think I was, like, abused by a midget or something.
Oh,
or maybe it was, I don't know what it was, but I cannot handle
that.
Oh, wow. Opening of that show, I can only watch the Love Boat.
I'm sorry,
opening
Glenda.
Show, and...
Yeah.
Well, anyway, you know, if I happen to see something, I just grab the NyQuil and that just does it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I'm out of snaps.
No, I know what you mean. You know, everyone needs some impetus to help them, you know, do the mic drop of the eclipse drop or the dustpan drop. I've so lost track of the metaphor. I'm still thinking of Janice's salad. I'm so over that.
A salad? Well, you'll never guess what happened to Pernod. We ran out of jelly. So now we can do the annual Jelly Awards this week, and you know what that means.
No, stop it. Oh, my God, you already said that. Don't you know you already said that?
I
You're repeating yourself again.
It's a story.
Which is redundant. Again.
By Jesus.
Well, micro memories for tiny brains.
By Joe Biden. God, that was good. I should have done stand-up at theaters.
Oh, God. Well, it seems that I have... Jocelyn, where is my topo... Oh, it does look good on me. Thank you. She did it so silently and so luxuriously, I didn't know she was putting it on. It's already dried. It looks like moon toe polish. I love it, Jocelyn. It glows in the dark, and that way I can find my way down the hall. You know what I have to take? Well, what I have to...
What?
Anyway.
You know, the thing about it is, too, is that I could have sworn I locked that
shed out back with the jelly in it. I just know I locked it.
Now, honey, maybe you, like, went to the wrong shed. Is it possible that the jelly is somewhere else, like a basement, or maybe it was drop-shipped from somewhere, and it's stuck on one of them ships off the coast of Los Angeles, you know, with the rest of everything everyone in America's bought in the last month, and stuck out there on a ship. You know, we need to open a space portal and let the UFOs beam it up and then beam it down. I read that in the Inquirer. No one's talking about that solution. I think they should shut the government down and let the UFOs just do it, you know.
Well, I don't know. I don't think I want Lockheed Martin or DARPA in a joint venture with Department of Defense delivering our freight by UFO. There's something really weird about that. Like, it can't be done, you know? I mean, God. Mm-hmm. I'm dreaming of rubber chickens and I'm awake.
And you think I was repeating myself about the jelly awards that I talked about before, myself?
Oh my God, I can smell it again, you guys. I think the mice are loose in my house. I didn't know I had mice. I'm just here in my burger lounger, you know, kicking back. I'm wearing slippers tonight. Oh my God, someone say something. I call in to hear your stories. Nothing's going on in my life. You guys, I didn't even go to the Stratosphere or Circus today for the buffet.
Well, maybe you eclipse that out, Glenda. Maybe that's something you're done with, you know, going to Circus.
That's right.
Circus on the Stratosphere.
It's all smut, Glenda. You shouldn't go there to drink your sin drinks in a sin joint like that.
Oh, right. Yeah, maybe you're right. You know, the drinks are better at Denny's, you know. Did you know that? And Chili's, you know. And Denny's and Chili's. Elmer's. Oh my God, you're right. I just need to stop going to Circus Stratosphere. You're way, you know, just like one's at one end and then Circus is way at the other. Denny's is somewhere in the middle. Oh my God, maybe I could go to the Venetian. I can't even afford to step in the door.
You don't want to go to the Venetian, Glenda. I'm telling you, you need to go to the Encore, the Wynn Encore, or the Trump. Now, the Trump, I don't care what you think about Donald Trump himself, the Trump Hotel is it. There's no casino, no smoking, and there's no trash.
Trash?
If you get it, Glenda.
Oh, my goodness. I would never stay in a hotel with trash. The staff of Blessed Souls Ministries, always in our annual church picnic, go to the Holodome. There, it's in Old Vegas.
Yeah.
Not many people know where it is, but we do.
Oh, no, I do. Sometimes we'll go there for just like the bread and butter, because the butter come in little square cubes. And the butter is just right, and their bread is just right. But the whole lobby smells like chlorine because they got their pool inside with them fake palm trees shit.
Well, Glenda, maybe you should stop going to all these dumb places, you know, with fake palm trees and Circus and Stratosphere. And didn't you say you were going out with, I don't know, Hugh Ball Hole or something like that?
Oh, yeah, I don't remember. Roger or Hayden or Mitch. I'm so over that, you know. It's like, I just like the Chex Mix, yeah. And if I have to flirt with a guy so I can get his bowl of Chex Mix and finish it, that's what I'll do. That's just what I'll do. One of these days, Atlanta's Boots is gonna walk over to you and eat your Chex Mix. Glenda is here, boys. Oh my God. I need a new cigarette. This is not coming out of my mouth tonight like a dragon.
You know what? I need to leave now because I gotta do a midnight mass tonight. We're doing something where it's like a sampling of world religions, and I'm doing a sample of Catholicism. I make them stay up for 3 days and get down on their knees, and then I write a word on the chalkboard that says genuflect, and don't you ever forget it. And then they gotta eat these wafers made out of dust, and then they drink some Kool-Aid, and then I smack them, and then we do something in the confession booth We hired some independent contractors for that. I don't know what goes on in there, but everyone's very happy by the time they come out of it, so I don't know what goes on. Maybe it's a sugar high.
From confessing to the priests? I mean, do you have actual priests in the confession booth?
Oh, God.
That probably tells you a lot about why they're happy when they come out.
Goddamn Catholics dressing like drag queens and that Pope. What the hell is that? He looks like a queen. Oh, my God, that costume is so over.
Oh, I know, and that's why I only wear my royal vestments. This whole thing I don't like, this week of Catholicism when we're supposed to do the Jelly Awards, but I need to go now.
All right.
Goodbye.
Good night, honey. I'm gonna go, you guys. I need to eat a nice bowl of cereal. I'm out of popcorn. Sylvia's not coming over tonight. Her kid's over again. Oh, my God. What a mess she's got. First of all, she don't have kids, but she thinks she does. So I just let her, I think it's her time of the month. She always tells me,
yeah.
My kids is coming over, I can't come over.
They're not, they're
okay, Sylvia, she don't have no kids.
Whatever.
So I think, it's her little code word.
Probably, yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go have my cherry guy.
Okay, Glenda.
And see if I remember to flush the toilet from this afternoon. I don't remember. Good night.
Good night, Glenda.
Good night, Glenda.
Catherine, I'm gonna go. Good night.
Oh, good night, everyone. Okay, well, so everyone, here's your homework. Now, you gotta do this starting tomorrow before the eclipse, because if you do it before the eclipse, then it'll feel like you're riding the wave of the eclipse, and that'll be a good thing. If you don't do this homework before the eclipse, you will feel like you're caught in the undertow. And you'll feel like the eclipse is working against you. So here's your homework. You gotta... Johnny, with the chair, I am not farting. God. I do that later. I have a special time of the night when I just... Okay, anyway. I blow it all out in the toilet, Johnny, okay? And it's a special bidet that has a tube that I can use to degas. It's called degas. And it's a French system of beauty. Anyway, the homework you need to do is release everything that needs to be... See, it's, I'm right on a journey. If I was farting, I am on the beam of the universe. I am releasing that gas. But not now on the radio show. I will do it later when I'm having a private moment with my French beauty system called degas. That was the chair. See, it's the chair. It's the chair. Okay. I need... Jocelyn, I need a new chair if anyone cares. God. Anyway, release stuff, people. Just release it and get over it. And that's how you'll make it through the eclipse in the 2 weeks. I'll shoot you forward. It's Sagittarius blowing its arrow out or whatever you do with it. Do you blow an arrow? Or do you shoot an arrow? Or do you release an arrow? I don't know such... terms. Good night, everyone.